My name is Shimon Scott. I am the Public Relations and Communications Coordinator with Florida 4-H.
Awesome. Well, I know that you have an annual event coming off, and it looks like you're going to kick it off in a pretty big way this year. Tell us how you're going to do that.
Well, our big annual event is Florida 4-H Congress, and what that is, it's pretty much a culmination of events throughout the state at a county level, a local level, district level, and this right here is the kind of end-all, where we recognize a lot of the contributions and the awards and the great work that our Florida 4-H'ers have been doing, and we're having a kickoff tonight. The Congress began this morning. We started with registration at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1, and it goes throughout the evening, on through the week. But tonight at 8 p.m., we have a big celebration. We have a big evening assembly where we're going to have what I like to call an organized pep rally, and that's going to really get the energy going and flowing for the rest of the week, and we have a lot of good things planned from each day after that.
Well, speaking of good things and contributions, I know that there is a pretty big one from United Health. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Florida 4-H and United Healthcare, this is fairly new. We're launching a partnership called Youth Voice, Youth Choice, and I'm extremely excited about that. That's an opportunity for United Healthcare to team up with Florida 4-H, where we reach over 240,000 youth throughout the state, ages 5 to 18, presented in every one of the 67 counties, including the Seminole Tribe of Florida. And together with this partnership, we're going to be able to use some funds, some grant money to administer programs to help the young people improve their health. We're going to help them out with their exercise and their diet and personal safety. So we're excited about this partnership between ourselves and United Healthcare.
And I know that there is several goals for the 4-H program, a wonderful youth leadership program that it is, and obviously health and nutrition is one of those.
This is correct. We have a healthy lifestyles program, health and nutrition. It's something that we've been doing for a while. We have a curriculum written up for it as well. We're excited about this partnership because it aligns with what we've been doing already. So whenever you can find someone out there who believes in what you're doing and wants to invest in our youth just as much as we want to invest in our youth, that's an even more attractive offer.
What do you hope that this extra grant money, this extra funds will allow y'all to do?
Well, I believe it's going to be targeted to a few counties in particular where in some cases it may be a little bit underrepresented when it comes to programs existing already. So we want to really be able to focus on that, make sure that there are healthy lifestyle programs in each county. So we'll be able to kind of sit back and take a look at where the most need may be. That's what I'm hoping from this. And really just kind of, take advantage of the expertise that United Healthcare has in this subject matter.
Well, certainly a very exciting program all the way around. Is there anything that we are not covering that we want people to know about?
Also, throughout this week, our big Florida 4-H Congress week, Wednesday is our 4-H Day of Service. And what that is really a day where we have 300 youth attending this week's events right now here in Gainesville. But we are encouraging 4-H'ers throughout the nation. In fact, we're encouraging, all youth throughout the nation to get involved and do some sort of community service on Wednesday. Of course, we encourage community service year-round, but on Wednesday, is our 4-H Day of Service. It's one day to really kind of get out and take the initiative and get involved with your community. So, I would encourage everybody to get involved at the local levels within their communities. And if they're in our area, to get in contact with us, visit our website, florida4h.org, get more information. We have 13 different venues that we're going to be helping out with, so there's lots to do. And we're extremely excited about that.
Again, sounds extremely exciting. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott, for taking the time. Like I said, I know you're extremely busy right now, and we appreciate it and continue to do good work.
Thank you very much, Julie, and I appreciate your time as well.
Good deal. We will get this posted on our website tonight, so it'll be up while y'all are doing all your kickoffs, okay?
Well, how great is that? Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.